Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for February 9th. Today's word is prescind, spelled P-R-E-S-C-I-N-D. Prescind is a verb that means to withdraw one's attention. It can also mean to detach for purposes of thought. Here's the word used in George Berkeley's treatise concerning the principles of human knowledge, written in 1710. But to frame an abstract idea of happiness, prescinded from all particular pleasure, or of goodness, from everything that is good, this is what few can pretend to. The word prescind derives from the Latin verb praescindere, which means to cut off in front. Praescindere, in turn, was formed by combining pri, meaning before, and scindere, meaning to cut or to split. So it should come as no surprise that when prescind was first used during the 17th century, it referred to cutting off one's attention from a subject. An earlier, now archaic sense was even clearer about the etymological origins of the word, with the meaning to cut short, off, or away, or to sever. Other descendants of scindere include rescind, meaning to take back or make void, and the rare word sessile, S-C-I-S-S-I-L-E, meaning capable of being cut. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.